Okay, so here we go. Pele is the goddess who rules Hawaii and is in charge over here. Ayan has always told us, even though Ayan kind of doesn't believe in anything, we don't have to believe in anything, is that you be careful about Pele. You respect Pele. He's always told us that. And then Pele got mad. Pele recently, a few years ago, got mad at the Hawaiians. And so things are changing around here. I mean, the Hawaiians weren't living up to the deal that Pele thought had been expressed. So we begin with Pele, and then that leads into this sea, and the sea north of Hawaii. Okay.
Would you like to know what you're really, really doing?
Yeah.
In your area, in north of you, you are churning the dead bottom part of the ocean from a low oxygen base, and you're churning it, churning it. And it's almost like a, sometimes even a methane gas gets mixed with it, that the lightness is stirring it up and causing great big bubbles of low hypoxia gas.
We are stirring human knowing with these new information bites that are coming to us. And therefore, metaphorically, if you think of our minds as this dormant parts now being activated that always were, it's physically mirrored in the ball, the globe. Its deeper parts are being churned for the first time, so to speak.
Yeah, that's and showing up.
So these bursts of
oxygen,
are causing vacuums that makes the wind rush into them on the surface of the ocean.
It's going to be interesting. It can become a thing that they would want to scream about.
Today, Barbrand's here. And I said, Barbrand, isn't this a bit windier than last year and whatever? Mm-hmm. You remember what she said? She said, yes, it is. It's not been like this before. Mm-hmm. And so I said, sort of jokingly said, I told you, Barbrand, that that lightning hit the island last December and Pele has left us. You know, Pele's pissed. So I was joking on that level. But behind it is me. I'm really saying, hey, Barbara, something's going on in this island since Bob and Carolyn got here. That's what I was thinking. Now, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but I'm thinking it. And then I'm walking to the beach, and I'm thinking, geez, we're probably causing this. And this is shitty. The wind is too windy on the water every day, which is what Ion just mentioned, that some people, if they found out we were doing it, because that kind of ruins. The beaches are bare, Carolyn. Mm. People aren't having any fun. They can't sit out there. It's too windy.
Well, you better change it then.
Okay, no. I'm not making a judgment out of it. I'm just talking this process. Now, what's extra incredible, we can talk to something called non-physical that can fucking fill in what we're thinking.
If we only listen.
No, we listen a bit. I'm just responding. Don't be silly. We heard what it said. I'm going to let it speak, but I just want to show you the excitement of this. Show you, humans may have thought they stirred up stuff, but they never had non-physical to get it validated. Like, this whole thing is way beyond human. This is so new. This is way beyond first contact.
You know, and then Ion, we are so cheeky that we say, now, you do understand the winds and the waves obey your will. Now, that's pretty dynamic, and they go, yeah.
Yeah, they do it like that.
Like, oh, thanks, great, good, wind.
But we are noticing in it, well, I'm noticing in my little experience, that the waves haven't been rising totally, but I accept them not rising because I figure other things are going on.
Why?
Because it's so windy. It's not being dramatically increasing, but there's a few big waves that come in, but they could be tossed off as just freaks. But it's not that I'm trying to make a big deal out of it.
You do it, whether you don't, well, all we're trying to get you, not just you, but everybody, when we make a statement like that, is saying, why would non-physical find it imperative to say the winds and the waves completely, every single time, without fail or exception, obey your will?
Why would Ion be telling us that? What's the point?
Because that's the way it is. And the sooner you figure that out, the better it'll serve you. Or you can spend the rest of eternity questioning your power and considering how less you are, or it's a freak, or it's a not, or it's a this, or it's a that, when you could just come into your power and then everything would work out for you the way you want it, period.
Okay, so let's go into this. We're stirring up the ocean, and if the head of the tourist board here in Maui found out that's what was happening, Bob and Carolyn talking to Ion is doing this, they'd be upset. But aside from that, and that's what you meant, that some people would be upset, right?
Well, no,
said, you started to say, and it could become an issue if people found out that we were stirring up the ocean.
Oh, yeah, it will. That will, yeah.
That will what?
Become an issue.
You're saying it will.
Yeah.
They're going to find out it's us?
No, they're going to find out that that is.
Oh, that
never happened before.
And what is the that never happened before?
The hypoxic water from the bottom of the ocean that's going to kill things because of the low oxygen level. And the only things that are going to grow in there are these monster squids from the sci-fi days. You know, the squids that are 100 feet across.
They're going to grow there?
They are. And they live in that environment. It works great for them.
Okay, so maybe we should get some geology or whatever you call this.
Darting from north of you, from the Alaska's down.
That big space, thousands of miles north of us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't have limitations, so you don't want it right in your door.
Don't want what right in our door?
This nasty hypoxic ocean water.
That's happening over that huge north of us range of water?
Well, it will.
It is happening because we're stirring up and interacting with ion in a way and with non-physical that humans never done before, and matter is going to respond to that.
It is, because you don't want it around. You don't want it around Hawaii, because you'd go to the beach and then you'd have 10,000 dead starfish on your beach.
So there is death going on way up there in the vast oceans up above.
Oh yeah.
Oh, because of this weird stuff down the bottom. Is it just oxygen?
Stirring up. Bubble, toil, and trouble. If we've said it once, we've said it 1,000 times.
Yeah, we're getting richer images for what you're saying. The oxygen down there in the bottom is being chemicalized with other things.
No, it stays in the bottom, but the churning would bring it up naturally. But instead, it's making a cap, which makes it concentrated, and then you'll have great big spurts of methane gas.
Come out of the ocean, like looking like whale spouts. That's going on. Has any scientist...
Oh, bigger than that. This is fast, Bob.
So scientists observing that?
They will.
Yeah, not yet. It's just starting.
No, it's been going on for a bit, but they're not very attentive, Bob.
But a bit is like 2 years or, you know, halfway through the Bush administration, you know, just to give you a juxtaposed time.
A beginning or what?
Yeah, the beginning of this shooting, these shoots out of the water, these sprays.
Last September.
Since we started doing ion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're having vast changes in matter going on. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. And so these poisonous bottom gases are coming up and affecting surface matter, which dies.
They're not poisonous. They just have a lower degree of oxygen.
But it kills starfish.
And lots of things.
So there's all this dead stuff floating around. We don't want that here. But the rushing wind is a result of that. And this rushing wind is coming back down 500 miles, so to speak?
Oh, it's more than that, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's actually going toward it. Oh, it's going north, Bob.
It's coming from the south, but the action is happening up. Oh, it's rushing into a vacuum created up north.
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, you know, it's rushing into a vacuum. I think I know something about vacuums. Okay, so in the context of that, we can understand that we did create the tsunami. We did divert it. We're doing way beyond HERP here.
Oh, perfect. So now when the questions come, did HERP cause the earthquakes? We'll say, no, it was Bob Carolyn.
We won't say that.
Why not? You did.
If this ionic thing is pretty big, it's going to happen with or without us. And it brings in parallel world talk and tells people about what they never knew about parallel worlds, then wouldn't be good mediators, good PR people for the ion phenomenon would be people who were from other worlds. Us, you and me, Carolyn.
Those ascended ones, the witnesses that you'd want to call to validate it.
Like the observer in the fringe, the bald guy.
Yeah, you'll never get them to engage. They're always going to observe. They're never going to validate a vindicated position from the anomaly that is their knowing.
So Bob and Carolyn are not ascended at this point. We're pretty ascended, but we're not like the observer. We're like the last representatives of the humans.
No, you're not, Bob. No, you're just not. The only difference in your process is that some of these dynamic thoughts you're able to embrace, degree or level of East Ascension.
These observers sounded like a little more ascended than us. But they're different from us.
How?
They're not engaged the way we're engaged.
Are you engaged? You don't even know if you eat food.
Yeah, we're engaged. We fake it.
The only thing with the observer is in a TV show, yeah, is laid out that way, and they're not attached. Well, you're the most unattached one there is.
You're saying that you have the observer on the fringe, which is an exaggerated model.
Of you.
Of us. Okay, so we're...
No, you.
Me.
Not that way.
Okay, me. Yeah, okay, he's like me. I agree. So you were describing the ascendant as detached, so I'm ascended to that degree of detachment.
Yes, and now, just a second. And that would be like saying Walter is not ascended because he can't remember. Well, he certainly is, and he certainly does, and he certainly is. He does remember, he just can never remember when he's supposed to remember.
Which sounds like me.
Right, imagine
half,
that.
Yeah, half the time. Other times I astound JW by what I remember to say, you know.
Well, and when you're the best at it, it's when you are engaging another human creator.
Yeah.
Yeah. To explain these anomalous analogies.
Yeah, that's
that are.
Do you want to go into the methane gas? Science Daily, September 3rd, 2009. Scientists worry that rising global temperatures accompanied by melting permafrost in Arctic regions will initiate the release of underground methane into the atmosphere.
Were you talking about methane ion?
Yes, and oxygenation.
And Ian said it started last September, and this is dated September, so approximately the same time. Right, Ian?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, an MIT paper elucidates how this underground methane in frozen regions would escape and also concludes that methane trapped under the ocean may already be escaping through vents in the seafloor at a much faster rate than previously believed.
And all this stuff is being caused by us interacting with ION, which that would not be fit their rules, but we're doing this, right, ION?
Yes. Yes, and it ain't engaging with us. You're just doing it anyway.
Why do we think it's necessary to release methane?
We don't have a clue, but it must be very important.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying it would happen without us engaging with ION?
Yes.
Well, that's the Bob and Carolyn world. So if Carolyn and I, have we activated a lot of stuff over the last 40 years?
Well, you think, yeah.
I've claimed I have. I claimed well, I did, but well, turned out to be true.
And you're surprised why?
Oh, I don't know, just so I can hang out with the guys, you know, pretend I'm a human, something like that. But I was just going to say, can we talk about this on the show in terms of Bob and Carol, or is that
they lopped your head off? We couldn't stop you.
Well, I think it would be shocking for them if Carol would engage on this level, because she's a rational doctor.
Well, then why don't you do it from a dynamic of pointing it out, and you don't have to take full credit, personal.
Yeah, we can start talking about what's happening here in Maui in the wind. That we can talk about the changes that are happening here.
Well, there is a recent striking discovery by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of a plume 1,400 meters high at the seafloor off the Northern California margin. This plume, which was recorded for 5 minutes before disappearing, is believed not to be hydrothermal vent, but a plume of methane gas bubbles coated with methane hydrate.
Why are you going, geesh? It's just more methane stuff, Carolyn?
No, methane hydrate. You don't want a stoop full of.
This is dangerous stuff.
That's coming from the deep earth or something.
So, yeah.
Right now, deep earth stuff?
Yeah, so I can go into questioning about this, and then Bob can, you know, throw in where's this coming from. And then the anomalies, it's like the woo-woo anomalies section where that cruise ship got hit by three successive mini tidal waves.
Well, when was that?
Last week.
Oh, yeah? Did they die?
34 people.
They got swept off the boat.
Something like that.
Like these Moby Dick waves just popped up.
Yeah, I want to know where they came from.
Yeah, I mean, these boats are 40, 50 feet up in the air, and the wave goes over the boat. Pretty significant.
Yeah, you mean the boat. itself is quite high. There's big boats, and the wave goes over the top.
That particular one was like 14 stories up.
One big wave just popped up, a short-term wave, and just went over it.
Yeah.
So three of them, but yeah.
We could, you know, Carol will lay out this stuff, and then I could jokingly bring in, well, this is what I've done. But that's more the Bob Dobbs guy, you know. It's not Bob Nevert, really.
But Bob, you can discuss it and talk about the anomalies of it. So, yeah.
Right, no, I'm just thinking, I mean, you do say James and Bob crash economy. Maybe that's true now. We know Bob's from another world and intermediating. Here's the way I look at it. Is that, you know, as a human mind, I don't know if Ion is phenomenal as it looks like it is, because we naturally are skeptical about everything. That's the human condition. We don't believe our lying eyes, right? Or we choose to believe some things. We mix it up. But the thing is, if Ion is that significant, and it's a complementary to the thinning of the veil, it's a figure for the ground shift that's happening in the thinning of the veil, then you might need two people who are intermediators between the worlds, me and Carolyn, to be part of it. So does that mean JW is one of us parallel world people too? Tongue came from another world?
No, he came from this world, but he doesn't spend much time here anymore.
Yeah.